Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for all you've been listening. This is Saturday night. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it is the Full Gospel Message Hour with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await for my brother to come on to head this thing off, once again, I want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for all of you that have been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. And those of you who have been faithfully listening, glory be to God. I want to say welcome to those of you who have been listening in Japan. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast and France. I want to welcome you all. You know, Blog Talk Radio shows on this graph the place of people that's calling different countries. And I have to say, this is the first time that I've seen Japan, and I have seen France on that graph. And I forgot who was the other country, but I just want to welcome you. Welcome you all that is listening to God's Word to Man broadcast as we bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to you, the listener, in Jesus' name, amen. And it is a blessed day, a glorious day. Thank God for this day, and thank the Lord for what he's doing, because he's definitely doing a blessed work in Christ Jesus. So I want to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Great. Wonderful. God bless you, and hello to all the who may be listening, and all the brethren in every nation, and to all the French in USA and far and wide, to the people of the nations of the earth, and all for the love of humanity and the love of Christ. We are on this Talk Block Radio, and we are not in any way exalting anything but the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel, and all that the law and the prophets have spoken of in the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, the abridged version of the Bible. So hello, saints, and hello to listeners and Talk Block Radio. This is the hour of Midnight Choir, speaking from a position in Christ and in the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. Ambassadors and servants of Christ, we acknowledge the Holy Spirit, and we submit to him, and may the Lord Jesus make this hour a blessing to someone that are listening. So, hello, dear brother. Are you through jamming down the... okay, so... No, I guess not.
No, brother. I think I love my blood pressure to be right. So, no, not messing with that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's put some goodies to it. what they have down south, what they call those things.
You probably said things. So either you talking about the chitlins or something.
Yeah, chitlins.
Well, if you having the chitlins, you don't have to worry about me at all. I will be absent wherever you have it at, brother. I promise you. I won't be there. We have, they do some traditional cooking just like on Thanksgiving. But, brother, to be honest with you, I kind of chicken dressing out, brother. I mean, it really and I tell people this, it really ain't. And, you know, we need to be thankful every day. And I thank the Lord Jesus for Christ, what he did. But, you know, we have some traditions, brother, that to me is really that. I'm not telling people that it's bad, but, you know, you ought to get to a point, brother, when every year you're eating chicken and dressing or the same thing. At some point, you got to say, let me have a good old bologna sandwich. Let me have a good old bologna sandwich.
But, you know, we have to follow traditions, brother. We can't go outside of tradition. Tradition says you have to eat turkey or dressing or whatever. Tradition says that. And then the people in the store, they count on you to fill the cash register, okay?
Well, you know, you forgot one more people is counting on you, too. Down here is our dogs, because we're going to cook 3 days. We're going to cook a week worth of food and eat off of it for a day. So we're going to throw away about 4 days worth. So them dogs love it. I mean, they love it.
The dogs wait for this time that we're getting overindulged on these holidays. They're just waiting around their mouth, just licking and waiting, because they're going to throw it out, right?
Yeah. Don't have an owner, but he looking healthy. You can guarantee he's in somebody's garbage can. He's in somebody's garbage can, brother.
Yeah, I guess so. So somebody getting some benefit out of this, brother.
Anyway, so the dogs definitely love it.
To everyone out there, a merry celebration and gathering and family time and remembrance of the birth of Christ and just being joyful and thinking about the greatness of the love of God when he sent Jesus to the earth. And we are celebrating and keeping in remembrance. So I'm thankful for this time. I see that it adds to people who are forgetting about that or ignoring that Jesus Christ came in the world to seek and to save fallen humanity. So I think there's a good out of it. There's some wonderful things out of it. So I celebrated today in the spirit of Christ, in the spirit of the scriptures, of Christ became the only passport to heaven and eternal life, and he came into the earth. So those that people who are eating, you know, I people ask me what I'm eating. I say, eat whatever I want. You know, I don't mean to be rude, but if I want some bologna, I eat bologna. If I don't want no turkey, if I don't eat no turkey, I say, I mean, it's okay if people want to prepare a meal and eat and enjoy. That's great. I said, but for me, if whatever these days fall on, and if I have a taste for some, lamb or steak or a salad, that's what I want. Not bound by these traditions, okay? But I don't turn away necessarily because I don't, when I was a little kid, you know, you look to these things when you was a little kid, you know, and you're growing up.
Right.
So it was a wonderful time. Families and just gathering and just, you know, pies and cake. But when these days roll, they say, well, are you going to get this? I said, no, whatever going, a squirrel, rabbit. Of course, I don't eat that. But what I want, maybe I just want a salad of some eggnog, buttermilk. That's what I'm going to eat. So turkey after Christmas, if I want a hen or a duck, a geese, I'll eat it. I don't have to wait.
Yeah.
But I'm not waiting for no certain day. I'm gonna is next week I want something? I got to wait till Thanksgiving because, you know, no, not me. I'm going to bless every day that I live that God give me. If God want to give me a T-bone, I'm going to get it. I'm going to enjoy the day that the Lord gives me and the life he gives me. Now, it's good that people have special days I think it's good that people celebrate special days, anniversary, you know, birthday with their children, their family. I think it's a good thing. Can be a good thing, I put it that way. But anyway, I'm grateful for this day that the world is reminded. I think that's the greatest thing that I get out of this celebration called Christmas, that the whole world is reminded. And I think that's great. The whole world, whether they believe, whether the Islamic world, the Haitian world, the Confucian world, the Tao world, the whatever world or nation, are reminded that we hold up the light that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, was born, and we still believe it, that he's risen. And he's returning, yeah, because there's millions of people that are starving today across the world. And I think instead of throwing all that food out, just cook a little food enough and give the rest of the money to try to help show people love who are starving or malnutrition around the world, to find a way to try to show them the love of God by giving to their need and their cry. So here we are. You know, that there was a scripture years ago that was given to me in Psalms 41. I was thinking about that. You have Psalms 41, that brother, the first speaker. That just came across my mind. And this is time of giving. And I think that Christ talks to us about giving because he himself gave his own life, the greatest gift that was given to a man. He gave his own life and laid it down. Hallelujah. And bear our iniquities and our disease, and took the judgment against sin, and that we don't have to be judged for our sin. We can be redeemed from our sins and inherit eternal life in a place. Okay. I remember in, I think it's Psalms, let me see, 41, the first four or five verses said something. I think that's what it is.
Chapter 41. It says, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. My enemy speaks evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish?
Because we're not going to pray that prayer like David did. We're in the New Testament, so we're going to ask the Lord to deliver and redeem them, of course, because we're under the love gospel to pray. In the Old Testament, they could pray that way. We have to pray against demons and devils, that they be destroyed, but not flushed, because this is the love of gospel where he came to redeem all mankind. So we can pray that he destroy anyone except the demons. Demons and devils. Now, we can pray that curse might come upon them and shake them and wake them and to deliver them, but we can't ask the Lord in the New Testament of love to destroy any flesh. We can only destroy the works of the devil and demons and devils, and because we're allowed to bind and cast them out that they may be destroyed. Now, the yokes. Now, I'm just thinking today, brother, we're breathing, and those that are breathing, and many other people who have been affected physically and mentally and financially today, and we, as Christians celebrating Christ's birth, should look around and consider those around us in our community, our cities, even across the world. What can I do, Lord? What is your urgent need for us? Get a message of the gospel by showing that we care and giving to their need and sacrificing, denying ourselves, instead of, you know, just going to the store and buying all this stuff for ourselves that we don't need it, most of it, we don't need it in strength. Would it be better served, Lord Jesus? Would it be better, a message to the world, that we hear the cry of the orphans, the widows, the sick, the destitute, the famine land, and least love by giving to their need, they might know that Jesus is real and alive, and we are his representative. I think that if we were to do this, especially believers, because many organizations in America quite a few organizations are helping, ministering to people around the world, and thank God for them. Not only for UNESCO, the other world hungry groups who are feeding many people, many Christian groups. So I really appreciate the brothers. But here there's a promise. Do you see all those great promises? He said, they that consider, remember the poor. You see those great things will get the results of it, that we will do that if we remember the poor in deed as well as just poor in spirit. You see all those great promises, brother? That's something that's given and shall be given to you. What? I mean, he said, the Lord said, if you do this in my name's sake and give even a cup of cold water to a prophet or somebody in need in my name, there is really, you're going to get more out of it than they will. So it's more blessed to give than receive. Now, when we give, Jesus said, more blessed to give than receive. Let those in need be on the end of giving and who are calling for help. What did David say about what would the Lord look upon those people who had compassion and remember the what? The poor? That's something there.
Amen.
That's it. I mean, every person needs to hear what he says, especially every Christian, covenant Christian. I want you to read that one more time to see what the Lord said he'll do for us. What the Psalms 41.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee.
Wow. You know, David is getting a revelation to Israel in his day, but it goes to us today. It speaks to us today. I hope it speaks to everyone today. When during Christmas or the holidays, that as believers, we are to minister to people and their needs. And like you were saying, during these holidays, a lot of people come together good, eating, celebrating the right way and a good way. But they sometimes we overindulge and throw out all this food and all this stuff, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Big wasters, brother. Big wasters.
And then we go buy a lot of clothes that we really don't need. Somebody don't have shoes or clothes at all, right? But I think the Lord want us to fully understand what we could be a greater blessing. I'm sure the Lord don't mind us being blessed and help and celebrate, but it would be a really great turnaround when people see Christians around the world. And many Christians are ministering to people across the earth in many ways. They are going there, medical, schools, education. Many of them going there and drilling water, picking food, bringing Christ and the gospel of these different lands. So, and many organizations are helping starving these hungry people, one-third of the earth is starving, around the world. So I just thank God that God has given them a heart of giving and caring. Okay.
Well, you know what, brother? I'm definitely one who can testify and update what you're saying, because I have told people on the broadcast, and like I said, the Lord, he started me in 2017, and I say to any one of you that's listening, listen, you're looking for God, like when people say, Lord, I want to give more. I want to give to the poor and all that. Many times, brother, when many of us saying that, we waiting for a big $1,000, $2,000 check in the mail or something like that. But I want y'all to understand, God is going to start with what you already got. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again, brother. I think I need to say that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The Lord is going to start with what you already got. Now, people might don't understand what I mean by that. I mean by that is this. In 2017, Lord, brother, when I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to help, you know, people that need in need. I want to sow seed and helping. I said, Lord, but I ain't got the money. Now, that's my statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord told me, The Lord told me, he spoke to me by the Spirit. He said, actually, you do have it. I said, I have it. He said, it's in your hand. So I'm looking like, Lord, what you talking about? He said, well, and brother, he broke it down to me. He said, you know, you've been spending $15, $20 on this. You didn't really need that. You've been spending $15, $20 on that. You didn't need that. And then he turned around and told me, said, go look in your freezer. So, brother, I opened up the freezer to my refrigerator, and it was full. He said, now you going to the grocery store every week when you don't have to. I said, oh, my God. Brother, when he started doing me like that and I started breaking down stuff, I started giving. When I started giving, the blessing came. I tell anybody, the financial blessing came. I'm telling you, what the Lord said about that, it works. It works. But he's going to start with what you already have. Many times we think, I don't have it. Yes, you do. Okay. You have it.
Wow.
You just wasting it on something else. That's what it is.
But you know, one of the part about helping people is two words, sacrifice and denial, denying yourself.
Yeah.
Love is an act of denying yourself and giving. Third thing, it can be a sacrificial. I don't have but one penny. And the lady, the woman who wanted to give to the temple, and Jesus watched the people that was giving money in the temple. He stood there and watched, and many people was beating their chest because they gave 1,000, 2,000. The Pharisees said they're giving all this big money. And he said they have their reward already. He said, but this woman who had one pence gave all that she had. That means she gave a sacrificial offering, something that she really needed, and she gave all she had. He said she, and then Jesus turned and said, this woman who gave one penny in the sight of God was more blessed, and what she gave all. So that's a lesson in giving. It means sometimes you give out of your hurt, out of your need, your want, and if you got a penny, maybe you can cut the penny in half, give half of it, or you got $25, or if you got a dollar, give 10 cents. I remember my wife, she would find money on the street or anything extra she have, and she would make sure she'd get 10% or anything, even in sowing 10% in tithes in the work of God. And she would always find money, like Brother John. Brother John, he's so much about compassion and giving. He finds money all the time on the street. I said, Brother John, you got to pass a little bit of that over to me. He always said, Brother, I found $10 over here. I found $25. I said, I was walking on. He always getting money, finding money on the street, just waiting for him. I said, because he has a heart of compassion about you. But the thing that people think that is, brother, you know, they think the only thing they can give is money.
Right. Yeah.
But it's not always just money. It's your service as well as your prayers.
Right.
See, you can go and give service to somebody in the name of the Lord, and it don't have to be money, but you're meeting a need. See?
Amen.
You're helping them. So it's not only just the money part, sowing a seed alone, but giving your service where there's something needed without charge. So thank God if you haven't got much money, you can give your time and your service to something, some widow, some sick, some person in the house, go clean their house, go wash their clothes, go build their porch, take them to the store. So it's the service and the love that you can give to people in need. A drug addict, you can go and help them to get to the rehabilitation place, or you can go and pray and minister grace to them. So it's just so much kindness and giving. Giving, it shall be given, and you press down, shaking together. And that's, we should remember, is in what? Luke 6, Jesus said, give, and it shall be given to you. Sound shaking together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So if you need something, start giving from your heart. Even if you have little, if it's service, is a kind word, if it's compassion, it's prayer, is it encouragement somebody, is uplifting somebody. And It's not just money alone. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not money. The giving, it's not just money. Well, some people don't have money.
Amen.
But if they want to get out of their debt, they better start sowing the seed to somebody's need. If they want to meet their need, start sowing the seed into God in the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, we want to go and speak a little about the word honor. I'd probably be talking about the word honor. If the Lord permit me, for the next, I don't know, maybe next 4 or 5 time about this word honor. Honor. Honor and dishonor. The negative side of esteemed relationships around the world, when they lose their integrity, honor. Wow, honor. Honor. One of the key things why nations fall, where businesses and communities and groups and marriages and relationships and friendships and fall because honor is the lack of honor. The word's honor. So I'm going to read this scripture, if I don't, in Deuteronomy chapter 4. The first important word that Jehovah gave to Israel, he laid this particular action to them if they wanted to be blessed and become and stay under covenant of blessings in him. And Yahweh spake to them through Moses and the prophets. And listen in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Beginning at verse 7. And
Deuteronomy chapter 4, you said beginning at verse 7.
Yeah, and down to verse 13.
For what nation is there so great who have God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? What nation is there so great that have statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone.
And all the way unto verse 13.
That's 13.
The destruction of humanity and all nations, a guideline, a law, a principle from the Most High God was given to his people, Israel. These laws and these principles speak to us from that time and this time forward about the stature of honor. Thou shalt honor the Lord thy God. They were among the heathen nation. They were crossing over among all the different nations of the earth. He said, not to forget, do not let your hearts be swayed or turn away, and do not honor me in the midst of them. And give due regard and respect, and honor the one that brought you out and delivered you and gave you the land, that I am the Lord God that created the heavens and earth and all things. Tell your children now. Be sure you speak to your children constantly, the next generation, And you notice in our generation how we have lost this because we didn't have mothers and fathers and grandmothers to set the example of honor, honor to the Lord God, not honor and respect and favor that which is sacred and important. Thou shalt honor the Lord thy God, on him only. He said, don't forget. Later on in the scripture, he said, if you forget to do this, there are going to be diverse consequences you're not going to let. Look at America today. Look at the world today. Look at the families, the business, the governments. Honor and integrity are closely related. Honor and integrity and worship are closely related, connected, which means to honor and regard highly, to highly regard and respect. He said, remember, I am Yah, Jehovah, the covenant one, the eternal one of Abraham. He said, don't forget Noah. Don't honor any other gods. Don't give due to any other persuasion, but the true eternal God of Abraham, Yah, Jehovah, Elohim. Now, it seems like there's something that happened to the whole world concerning integrity and honor. And there, many people are honoring many stuff. Even America's turned back. You know, you look at America in the every sphere of life, all the way back. I want to read something that I'm going to be talking about from that first commandment about the honor of the Lord thy God. Now, one of the first great things that you find where a nation or people or entity or any groups, when they begin to fail in this area, the whole thing would eventually erode and corrode. And America and the nations are corroding. There's no honor between nations, no honor among people and families, children and relationships and wives and husbands and business and government. It's just no real honor. And most of all, when they dishonor, disrespect, ignore the one God, the true God, the living God, he admonished them, do not give respect, honor, or worship to any other gods, not whether it's your boyfriend or girlfriend or your other nations. Do not let them lead your heart away. For I am the God of all creation. I am the God of your deliverance and your salvation. I created all things seen and unseen. He said, remember, I brought you out of Egypt. I delivered you by my mighty hand. He said, when you get among these people, these other nations now, the demons are so strong, their culture, their way of life is so strong that they will seduce you. But don't you forget and keep in remembrance to honor. I'm going to be sharing the first thing important to any nations, a group, is honor to the living God. Now, second thing, the most important, he commanded, honor your mother, father. He talks about relationship, because God created the family to demonstrate to the world what he commanded for men to be. He said, honor your mother and father. The first commandment was promised. Then he says, wives, he didn't say nothing about boyfriends and girlfriends. He said, wives, I think. He said, wives.
I'm glad you made that clear, brother.
I just had to get that. Sometimes people misunderstand. You had to go back and recoup yourself. Let me clarify this. Let me make this really clear. We get confused here with all this stuff going on in the world today because we got all kind of relationships going, but it's not honoring God. This doesn't bring honor. God. It needs to honor. Marriage is an honorable covenant. And so, it is something he established between a man and a woman. Make that clear again. Just in case nobody don't hear me, I'm not trying to rude. I say he established a relationship which would honor him and reveal him between a man, male, and a woman. Now, he didn't say anything about all this other stuff, nor three wives or four wives, six wives, and all that kind of stuff. But let's go back and look again. The great, he said to the husbands, to the wives, the commandment he made, he said, wives, honor your husbands. Then he goes on and explains why. Then he said to the husbands, honor, give honor to your wives. In what regard? He explains that. Why is that so important? Wives, submit to your husbands in the home as husband, as befitting the Lord, as Christ submitted to the Father. Now, I'm going to go through this. Then he tells the wives what their place is. Now, brother, he didn't say nothing about no these other people that are confused, transsexual, bisexual. Could you name all those different confusions that come up on us because we lost our honor and respect to God and his word? We don't honor God and his word. So confusion is upon the world. Could you tell me where all this confusion come from when they don't honor the Lord God and his word? Wow.
Well, we know the general is Satan, because he is confusion, and he doesn't want anyone to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's a big influencer there, brother.
You know, people don't honor and respect the word of God, not the gospel.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and this is a Christian nation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, most definitely.
Now in a lot of spheres of life, they disrespect and dishonor the word of his covenant and the words of life. So what's going to happen to people that won't honor the truthfulness of his word and want to change his word and say, well, we passed the law and you can do this. You can pass the law in the world. We're going to do it. We're going to ignore and not honor God's word. We don't have to do that. This is a new day, brother. Yeah, you got to keep up. This is 2,000 years. We don't have to live by no moral law, no ethical law, no righteous law. We don't have to do it. We make our own laws. This is the day we're making up our own rules and laws.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a good job of it too, bro.
Yeah, the devil got it down pretty good.
Yeah.
Then there is another thing he says that I will be going to. Honor the hoary head. Now, when they translate it, they call, in our language, they call the gray head man or the white head man, the senior citizen, they call him honor the hoary head. Honor the hoary head, the senior, the man. And then he says, double honor to the hoary head in the Lord. Now, the person that's in Christ, the gray head old man, the senior citizen that's in Christ is given double honor. Okay, double respect. Okay. Then he says, honor your spiritual fathers. Honor your spiritual father. Now, he didn't say worship them now. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
He said honor and give due regard and respect and favor to them as your spiritual fathers and your leaders. He didn't say worship them now. No, you can't be kissing the Pope and kissing the other fellow and Buddha and all them other people and prophets and treat and what? No, you can't. No, he didn't say worship them. Now, we're gonna get that straight. I'll be going over with that. Honor your spiritual leaders, as long as they follow Christ. Give due and high regard. Then he says the next thing: honor your governmental rulers, honor the kings and your rulers, your governors, your mayors, your potentates, those in authority. He said, give honor, respect to them, to your government. Okay. Then Jesus said, remember to give Caesar, which is our ruling or our government, render unto Caesar the things due to Caesar, and render unto God what is due to him. So we mean we got to pay our taxes and obey the laws of the land and the government. All right. Now, I'll be dealing with, we're talking about these, when a nation lose, then Jesus said, one of the things that the Western nation is to respect and honor the first day of the week. Now, why did the Lord remember this? Because we've got a big argument about the, you know, what day we should give special recognition. But the Lord Jesus said in the new covenant, under the new covenant blood people, for them to honor and respect in special way, the first day, the day of the resurrection. Yeah, I know a lot of people get off on that, you know. We'll get into the slide mud fight. Why the Lord Jesus said in the New Testament, We are to honor the resurrection, his resurrection, on the first day when they say he is risen. All right. I'll be dealing with how you have to give honor and respect to the body that God gives you. And he commands us to take care of the body. So a lot of people are suffering because they don't honor the body, because Jesus said, present your body a living sacrifice, and your body is the temple of God, and he gave it to you. And he said, don't knowingly destroy the body, affect the body, because he knew there'd be a lot of abuse in the latter days, people abusing their body, and the body was made for the Lord, as well as your spirit. So, okay, that's what we'll be talking about through the weeks to come, honor and due respect. See, Brother Nate, when you give respect to your kidney and to your digestive system, it's going to give you some respect, right?
Right.
Now, if you want to disrespect your high blood and low blood and put anything in there and say, I'm saved, sanctified, see, the body going to say, I know you saved and sanctified, but I'm the body, and you got to give me some regard, okay? Now, as you go to heaven before your time, I know your spirit is right, but you got to regard you in the body, okay? Because, you know,
right.
Sanctified people, saved people say, I'm saved, sanctified, I can eat anything what I want to do. But you see, saved, sanctified people get some of the same sickness and disease that sinners get. And people don't understand why. Because they won't honor the law concerning their body. You hear that?
Yeah.
Many sickness afflict us because we refuse to honor the law concerning the body. And so many people, some people, think they can put anything in the muscle. They can eat a whole pie of cake, anything they want, just stuff it. God made me to enjoy me. I say, okay. He also says gluttonous, with the result of
yeah.
over, and then they Christians got to think, everything, I can pray over and eat anything and everything. So no, you misunderstand the application. You don't look at one scripture out of context. You have to read all the scriptures concerning that. Well, the Bible says everything is clean to me and timidin. Now, see, you took that scripture out of context. If
yeah.
you believe that, if you believe the scriptures is what you read in Timothy, that God said everything to be received with thanksgiving, well, I always ask people, say, you said you can eat everything, and God's meant for you to eat everything. He says, receive with thanksgiving. I said, why don't you go down there, around the street down there and pick up a rat and start eating it then?
Yeah.
You just told me
okay.
everything that God said everything is to be received. When you get a scripture out of context, don't proper apply it to the right and using other scriptures to get a proper understanding, you'll be misled. And see, people use one verse, and they won't look at the whole context of what Paul is talking about, what it's talking about, or what it's applied to, and go read other scriptures to validate that. There's a, well, the Bible says, I can pray over everything, eat it. Well, you go ahead. I have no problem with that. But just go down the street when you get home and get a rat, a crow, anything. It don't make no difference. Right, brother? Anything you find on the street,
well, you know,
is good. Just pray.
Well, you know, the thing on that, brother, I tell people that say that because, hey, at one time I had to admit I was guilty of that thinking. But one thing I tell them that if you look in the Old Testament where the Lord declared unclean and why he declared unclean, the animals didn't change. I mean, they didn't
nope.
change. They didn't change. They stayed the same. So why would he turn around and make something that's unclean clean when it had not changed?
Well, you see, according to the world's view, and then I'm understanding, the bubble, the bubble is made for a certain thing. Now, when he created the bubble, what was the purpose of the crow, the bubble, and different animals? They were created for a certain purpose. Now you got to find out, all of a sudden, why do you want to eat a bubble? I said, don't you? It was a buzzard. You say, all you got to do is go in and say, okay, clean buzzard, and start eating the buzzard. Oh, I ain't no buzzard. Well, go eat them worms out of the body. What's the problem with you? You don't let crow. You don't want the bubble. You said everything is a clean meal. All I got to do is pray of it. I said, okay. Go ahead. Now, listen. People back in some tribes are what they call carnivores. They eat flesh. They kill people and they eat them.
Right.
And even some Christians have went to certain places and the cannibals killed them and ate them for breakfast centers. But they paid the price. They died for Christ. But they were cannibals. And so they don't have the law of God, but they have the law of cannibalism, so they eat flesh. Well,
right.
Listen, get the right understanding of something before you jump to God. Get the right understanding. Well, I can eat as much as I want. Well, that's why you try Christians overweight and obese, having the same diabetes and cancers that you have sinners. Throw that in there. If you don't honor your body and the law concerning your flesh, what you say? Amen. All right. Now, honor. The word honor is used. Now, why do you think the whole world is not only in darkness, confusion, and separation and fighting and killing, and every nation you see on the earth is at war. Every nation is at conflict and war with its neighbors, just like the scripture said. Every man has lifted his hand against one another. Why is that? Even in the Christian nations. Now, remember this. The Lord God, we want to give special honor because we need to explain something about conflict and war. The wars that God ordained and the things that Satan ordained and man ordained. Let me give you an example. What God ordained. I'm talking about what God ordained. I want to give special honor and respect to our United States soldiers and military. Talking why? Wow. Why we need to give special honor and respect to our soldiers and military. And our soldiers and our military, and they come back and they don't get hardly much attention, and many of them are really bad off, crippled physically, paralyzed, and they fight and they go to foreign nations and our soldiers. And I want to give special recognition to our police force. Most of them do a great job.
Yeah.
And I want to give play especially to other people like the firefighters who go in these buildings and put their lives on the line, the policemen every day. They make mistakes. Some of them are off key. Yeah, I know some of them are race and discrimination. We know that. And some of them don't need to be on the police force, but the majority of them really want to do a just job. Now, so I'm going to recognize these people that defend our liberty. Because if it wasn't for them, for our firefighters who daily put their lives on the line, when you got a fire at your house, who are you going to call, Brother Nate?
Call the firefighters.
I mean, well, these, okay, policemen with a crime and a murder and something, who are you going to call? The man in blue or yellow to put his life on the line? I know some of them step over the line. I understand that. You're always going to have extreme in every area and the misuse of power. That's going to happen every year. But the majority of them in some states, it's not very good. Like I come out of the South. You, bro, come out of the South. So you know overtly how that operates, right?
Yeah.
So we have to pray for those, I don't know what you call those southern states, and some of them are very, very need much prayer, much revival. But anyway, I'm going to give honor to the military because I've been in the military, and we don't honor our warriors to honor them. What do you think about this, brother? I'm going to be talking about each of these areas of honor. Hmm?
Yeah. Amen. Got about 9 minutes, brother.
All right. I guess the sisters are eating their children. They didn't come on tonight. because this is Christmas night, so everybody's, I didn't say everybody, but most everybody's gooling down. They eat down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I want to say this, make a proclamation, a scriptural decree and proclamation. And if you'll come in agreement with the Bible, if any two of you will agree, as touching anything concerning the word of God, which is right. You know, when they read that scripture, everything can be taken, applied wrongly out of text. They'll say, I can agree with anything. No, you got to understand the context of that scripture. He's not talking about evil.
Amen.
Agreeing in evil. Now, he said, if any, talking to the disciples about the law of the kingdom, if any of you, two of you should agree, as touching anything I taught, what I taught, that's, you go on to the scripture and you understand what he's talking about, what I taught and taught you, and what the word of God says concerning your benefit. If any two will unite and agree, touching any good thing that I spoke of, it shall be done for you. Now, if you unite in evil, you can get that evil, because at the Tower of Babel, they was united in one mind and they was going to accomplish. So people united in evil can also accomplish much evil. The law of unity and agreement. Now, let's make this proclamation decree today on this Christmas day. Scripture. Okay. Let the weak
Amen.
Say I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
In the power
Let the weak say, I'm strong in the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of his might. Let the weak say, I'm strong in the Lord Jesus and the power of his might. Let the redeemed say, I am strengthened in the Lord Jesus. And the power of his might. Let the weak say,
I'm strong
in the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the Lord
and
Jesus
the power,
Christ.
Of,
and
his
the power
might.
Of his might.
Let the sick say,
Let the sick
I'm
say,
healed.
I'm
delivered.
Healed.
I'm set
delivered.
Free
I'm
by the
set
Lord
free.
Jesus. And the power of his might. Let the sick say. Let the afflicted say.
Let
the bound say. Let
the
oppressed say. I'm healed. Delivered.
I am healed.
Set free. In the Lord Jesus.
In the Lord Jesus.
In the power of his might.
In the power of his might.
Let the weak.
Let
the redeemed.
That to redeem,
say I'm delivered, healed,
say I'm delivered,
strengthened
healed,
by the Lord Jesus Christ and
the power of his might.
Let the covenant believers.
Let the covenant
believers.
Let the redeemed believers.
Let the
faith
believers.
Let the gospel
say,
believers.
I'm strong. In the Lord Jesus and the power is might. Let the Lord Jesus is my light and my salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I rebuke. I bind down all the works of the enemy and scatter them. And break them and cast them down by the authority of the risen Christ.
By
the risen Christ.
By the risen Christ.
Deliver me at Calvary.
I
am strong. I am strong in the Lord. Strong in spirit. Strong in faith.
Strong
in my body. Strong in my health. Strong in my vision. In the Lord Jesus. And
the
power
Jesus.
Of his might.
The power.
Healing is the children's bread.
Healing
belongs to the children of God. It is
healing
written,
belongs
healing belongs to the children of God. Healing is a divine right in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, who bear our iniquity, bear our sin, our sickness, our plague, our grief, our sorrow, our oppression, whom the Son of God set free, whom the Son of God set free, is free indeed. Whom the Son of God set free, whom the Son of God set free, is free indeed. Jesus said, I am. Jesus said, I am. Jesus Christ 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 said, I am. I am your deliverer and your redeemer. Jesus Christ said, I am the life and the resurrection. Thanks be to God who always give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So let the weak on your hospital bed, in your homes, in your thesis, in your crippling, in your sorrow, let the weak say, let the weak say, I'm strong in the Lord Jesus and in the power, in the power, in the power of his might. His might. I drive out pain, sickness, disease, oppression. I bind the strong man. I bind the ruler. I cast down the oppression of Satan. He's the father of lies. He's the father of lies. And he stands rebuked in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, I guess about down to the end, brother.
Amen. Thank God for the blessed broadcast. Thank God for all of you been listening. I pray that you would take what you heard back to the Lord Jesus Christ. And hear the word of the Lord that has come to you today. Don't forget, Lord say the same, tomorrow we'll be coming with another broadcast. Look for the advertisement on tomorrow. So once again, that's been Brother Lee.
Amen.
This is Brother Nate. We love you all. God bless you.
We love you.
God keep you. Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
God bless,
amen.
Brother.
God bless you now.